Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the gift of Jesus and the sureness of his presence with us. Holy Spirit, open our hearts and our minds to hear from you in these moments together. Amen. No one has more hopes, dreams, ambitions, and love for a child in the way a mother does. I first became a mother in my early 20s. Giving birth to our little guy was a moment I'll remember for a very long time. Suddenly, we were a family of three, and life would never be the same. 3.5 years later, we added another little one, this time a girl. Again, moments I reminisce over and over. Now there were four of us. Life would change again. During both my births, farmer husband was with me in the delivery room. These 40-some years later, we still have both sobering talks and good laughs about his delivery room experience, where he realized, after much convincing from me, that while they may be a tiny bit similar, there really is a difference between a cow and a woman giving birth. As soon as our babies were delivered, we wore smiles of accomplishment, wonder, and contentment, along with happy tears. In preparation for motherhood, I had read Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care book, and I had read other articles regarding mothering and raising children, yet none prepared me well for our children. One day could be just plain joyful, another day full of struggles and questions. Some days were a combination. A child's first bonding relationship is with their mother, whom they depend on for food, protection, and care. And from birth onward, mamas continually play an ongoing role in the lives of their children, from newborn to toddler, adolescent, teenager, and young adult, or even adults with children of their own. Every mother's heart, every mother's learning and understanding is different. Each stage of a child's growth is different. While the role of motherhood changes with age, the love, care, nurture, encouragement a mother gives does not. Although a mother's love may be imperfect, it comes with moment after moment of unconditional love. I have never read anywhere in the Bible that says every woman should be a mother. This may be a little unnerving for some people to hear, but just because a woman has a child does not mean she loves the role that she has been given. At least she may not love every minute of it. Being a mom is not easy. Juggling a million things at once, crying, diaper changes, kids falling apart at the grocery store, failed naps, whining, cake on the floor, kissing boo-boos, remembering and reminding them to wear underwear, taking them to the doctor, making them do homework, hugging them too tightly, laughing and crying with them, sometimes are just plain overwhelming. Being a mom is a full-time job, with no overtime pay, I might add. A job that can bring down even the strongest person. Some women just get tired and need a nap of their own. That does not mean that they don't love their child or wouldn't do anything for them. Their children are their lives. Yet every mother can relate to those moments of, I just wish momhood wasn't so tough. After Dada and Mama, the first word our son learned to say clearly was ball. Anything and everything round was a ball to him. He absolutely loved playing with any kind of ball for hours at a time. Soon after he learned this first word, we were sitting in a church service. A few rows in front of us sat a gentleman whose hairline had receded quite drastically. Our little guy spotted the back of that gentleman's head and very enthusiastically started yelling and pointing, ball, ball, ball. Suddenly, this mama felt the need to bolt. I had never left in the middle of a church service before, but that day, with my beet red face and child on my hip, I literally bolted. I outfitted our little girl in dresses and lacy socks, ribbons in her hair. Everything matched. I loved dressing her up. When she was around age 3, one rainy day, we were hurrying out the door to go somewhere. She had gone ahead of me to get into the car. On my way to the car, she came running towards me with a very proud, sheepish grin, holding her arms out to her side. In her adorable little matching outfit, slowly she turned around. Her back and backside were dripping with muddy water. This mama had no words. I just stood there with my mouth wide open. She went on to sweetly say, "Mommy, me made an angel." Indeed she had, not a snow angel, but a mud puddle angel. Moments of unconditional love, selfless, complete. How very often we mothers must remind ourselves. When it comes to scriptures, there is no shortage for what could be read or used on Mother's Day to get in the spiritual mindset. The Bible is full of readings about women, families, and female strength. It also encourages mothers to take the responsibility of motherhood lovingly and seriously. In Deuteronomy 6:4-7, Moses wrote, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." In Hebrew, this passage is known as the Shema, the essence of Jewish belief, that God must be loved and obeyed at all times for life to go well. The Hebrew word for teach means to throw or to pour out like rain, to pour information into lives, hoping the listener can take it in and learn from it. One of the many hats a mother wears is that of a teacher. Educating children is an absolute necessity. And no, education is not just teaching facts and principles. It's not just passing along information. Deuteronomy says, "Speak and live life lessons, which never have a limit." Children absorb truth quickly. They quickly absorb what is real. They pick up on what is lived out before their very eyes, take in and remember what their ears hear. Realness, honesty, goodness, truth become a part of their growing lives. Moses taught the importance of belief in one God, and the means to preserve that belief is to impress these commandments on your children every chance you get, not only on a Sunday morning or at a youth group. Talk about God while eating breakfast, giving baths, doing homework, completing chores, when and wherever. Psalm 78:2-6 from the Message reads, "I'll let you in on the sweet old truths, stories we heard from our fathers, counsel we learned at our mother's knee. We are not keeping this to ourselves. We're passing it along to the next generation. God's fame and fortune, the marvelous things God has done, teach the children so the next generation would know, and all the generations to come know the truth and tell the stories so the children can trust in God." Learn, practice, tell, pour out the biblical adventures that whisper truths which influence children, often without them fully understanding how or why. For generations, mothers have had and will continue to have an occasion after occasion to share with their children the great God story, laced with hope of love and knowing Jesus. How to build their journey of faith, how to live, walk, love, talk, serve, pray, so that things in life may go well for them. Generations. So grandmothers have a big part in this too. And in the New Living Translation, Proverbs 1, verses 8b and 9 says, "Children, Do not neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. It's a bit of a high calling for a mother to teach godly wisdom and instruction. It's a bit of a stretch for children to always understand a mother's heartfelt desire for her children to hear and comprehend her advice is being given in a way that is best for them. Very few holidays can compare with a Mother's Day celebration with its emotional highs and lows. I well remember some 40 years ago being served breakfast in bed on Mother's Day, usually consisting of a small plastic glass half filled with orange juice, a piece of cold, fairly dry toast, with most of the jelly missing the bread, but spread over the plate and on the rather wrinkled napkin, which was the result of little hands trying to fold it ever so carefully. And in the corner of the tray would be a lovely, short-stemmed dandelion and a tall glass of water. And the anxious, satisfied looks on our children's faces. My mother's days have been full of love and happy moments. But Mother's Day is not a celebration for all. It can be excruciating for many. One who has lost a child, another who is celebrating a last Mother's Day with their dying mom, those who would love to be mothers but are not, friends who've had abusive moms, those with adult children who are estranged. I invite you to think with me about some of the biblical adventures of motherhood that we sometimes forget or lack words to celebrate. Adventures of both married and unmarried women who found inner courage to face what seemed impossible. Rachel had a very hard life. While women around her were popping out babies right and left, Rachel waited years before finally giving birth, first to Joseph, later to Benjamin, whom she never had a chance to mother because she died soon moments after childbirth. Sarah and Elizabeth held their newborn babies ever so tightly after finding that bringing them into the world was the hardest task ever. Hagar, whose heart was broken by people she trusted, kicked out of the only home she knew, left to mother Abraham's firstborn completely alone. And she did it. Huldah, a spiritual mom who did her part to set things in motion regarding both good news and bad news to King Josiah. Then she stepped back and she let God do the rest. Pastor Emmy Kegler from Grace Lutheran Church in Minneapolis wrote a Mother's Day article for Sojourners magazine in 2017. She asked, "What about Deborah, Joanna, and Phoebe? Were they childless by choice, by circumstance? Were the names of their children lost to a history that found them unimportant?" Naomi knew the sharp sting of losing a husband and two children in bitter deaths. Moses' mother put him up for adoption, trusting another family to love him into childhood and then into adulthood. Pharaoh's daughter was called to love a child who was not hers by birth. King David's daughter Tamar had a child by a man she was not married to. Today, stories are told of many women whose bodies, sexualities, marriages, and children should be a source of joy instead of having been corrupted by someone else's sin. Amazingly, Tamar's name appears in the lineage of Jesus. Hannah's heart was so wounded by the abuse of her husband's other wife that she wept at the altar of God until she could not speak. Priest Eli called her drunk. Yet, humbly, passionately, hopefully, Hannah unceasingly prayed to her God for a child. Mary, a single teenage girl, pregnant for the very first time, gave a simple and determined yes, waiting breathlessly for the miracle of her first child. Lois and Eunice, grandmother and mother together, influenced son and grandson Timothy in having sincere faith. Rebecca's twins, Esau and Jacob, were at war inside her before they were ever born. Rebecca and her husband each chose a favorite son. Still today, many children bear the trauma of parents who perhaps do what they think is right, do the best they can, and end up scarring their children's hearts for life. The woman at the well, silenced and shunned by divorce, married 5 times. It's quite possible somewhere along the way there were children in her life. The Syrophoenician woman, alone, unsupported, yet persistent beyond comprehension on behalf of her dying child. Mary Magdalene was the first preacher of the resurrection. Her testimony that Jesus was alive gave birth to the church. To this day, there are many women whose gender, sexuality, history, and bravery has been used against them and the gospel they proclaim. Eve, the mother of all, her name a reflection of the Hebrew word for life. There may be hundreds of women who have never earned a name in Scripture because they were unable to bear children to pass on the family faith. Women who faced miscarriage, infertility, and loneliness. So, it continues from biblical times to this day. Womanhood / motherhood. A mixture of great joy 1 minute and the next the toughest struggle. Some strive to care for children with mental illness, substance abuse, legal situations, and other such situations. Some have not wished to be a mother, are not married, or in other ways do not fit into societal norms. According to the biblical list I recounted, none of us are alone. Perhaps you see yourself reflected in the lives of one of these women. Women, know that each of our stories is different and holds value. God cares for and loves each one of us. For all those with unfulfilled desires, there are many ways and chances to serve as surrogate mothers and mentors. To mentor young women, to babysit for friends, make meals for families in need, to care deeply for the children in your life, and to look for opportunities whenever and wherever you live to speak up for children. On this Mother's Day, women, weep for yourself if you need to, and for those you love who mourn over infertility, miscarriages, abortions, wayward children, etc. At the same time, rejoice for everything good and right in motherhood that shines as a testimony to God's story of goodness, mercy, and redemption. Celebrate life. Commend the praiseworthy deeds of moms around you, and praise God that one day, finally and fully, God will set everything to right and wipe every tear from our eyes. Mothers, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Live this so that life will go well for your children. Teach the God story that will be learned and will be passed on for generations. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and there are very strong women in our midst. I, as a pastor, and I think it's safe to say that most other pastors, want to acknowledge the wide continuum of mothering, which reflects the image of God in many ways. By bringing forth new life, nurturing those on her path, and living with the tension of providing both freedom and a safety net. The internet is loaded with Mother's Day tributes. I would like to close with one on behalf of pastors to all women. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things we don't mean to make it harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mothers, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you longed for it to be. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envisioned lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who will have emptier nests in the upcoming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who placed children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. We remember you. This Mother's Day weekend, celebrate mothers, celebrate grandmothers, and celebrate all those women who give their love to nurture us in so many ways. And then go into your week knowing that you are embraced by the love of God, a love that is sweeter and more tender than any you have ever known. Amen.